Well, good morning and welcome to another daily Bible reading, reflection and prayer. Today we're beginning a new book, the book of Psalms, as we begin a new teaching series on Sundays. Today we're going to look at Psalm 2, and we're going to look at Psalm 2 the whole of this week. Today what I thought we'd do is we'd read the whole of Psalm 2 in its entirety, spend a few moments in prayer, and then each day this week we'll break it down into little bits and reflect on each part of this psalm. So we're looking at Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire, and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles." The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, "I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I'll proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, 'You are my son, today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss the Son, or he will be angry, and your way will lead to your destruction. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." Well, this second psalm is the psalm of the King, the Christ, the Anointed. And we see that it anticipates the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we see so many things there, so many descriptions of what to expect. Also, what is the appropriate attitude that we're called to have. We're going to be breaking that down bit by bit this week and looking at it again on Sunday. But I'm going to pray for us now that God will help us to have the right attitude to his King, his Christ, his Anointed One. Let's pray. Father, as I read this passage, I see strong words about your King, your Anointed. I ask that you will open my heart and humble me so that I do have the right attitude to your King. Help me in this today. Amen. I'll see you again tomorrow.